pipes if you got good beer. Here a little tip that I would like to relate. I said, man, fish pipe if you got good bait.
Yeah, we're going fishing. It's time for the fishing report. Leif Seberg, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Deputy D?
Well, I'm looking forward to talking a little bit of, well, river lore with you. I mean, the river has been up high. It looks like it's coming down. I'm curious what your take on all that was. We've got river season opening up, coming up.
Coming up Memorial Day weekend.
And we had a lot of lake action.
Yeah, so general openers opened.
I mean, we basically have everything to talk about.
Yeah, it's on. Or almost on, at least.
Almost on.
Yeah, we had the general opener, and so now all lowland lakes are open, and that includes ones, you know, like Black Pine and Buck Lake, which might not seem like lowland, but those are all open, too. The reports I've had lately, they're indicating maybe give Buzzard Lake like a week to finish its turning over process, but... you know, got out to Big Twin for all of maybe a half hour on opening morning, just to, you know, because I could, and, you know, caught a handful of fish real quick. And
just nostalgia got you out there?
Well, yeah, I think so.
I mean, a half hour isn't very long.
No, but I you know, I had stuff to do, and I felt like, you know, I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
And so I got my requisite couple and felt satisfied and moved on with the day. Yeah, just because I could, though.
Yeah.
It always feels good to have those lakes as an option, you know.
Oh,
especially with, you know, you always have to be grateful about the quality fishing that we just have right here at our fingertips.
Well, like you say, there's always something. And actually, we do have a little bit of time span here before rivers open, which is Memorial Day itself. Or
Memorial Day weekend, I believe.
That weekend,
it is there. And, you know, yeah, the river, it was pretty neat seeing that peak last week. I know that we were talking about that before we got on here. And it went exactly like I was thinking. I never like to predict, but I'll make bets in my own head with myself. And I was hoping for 20, but knowing it was going to top out at about 17,000 CFS. And sure enough, that's exactly where it went. I was hoping for 20 just because I haven't seen it in like 20 years.
Well, you know, most people from the outside watching that, they were thinking, wow, we're really right up against the edge, right up against the bank. I was watching what people were saying, and that it can really hold a lot of water, particularly as you get full there.
Yeah.
Because it's so wide, a lot of water's moving down there. But tell people why you wanted to see big water coming down the river.
Well, you know, I mean, we talked...
As far as the fishery goes,
yeah, I mean, we talked a lot about it when it happened. I mean, we had a huge mud slurry carrying even some housing and personal people's debris out of that Carlton Complex fire. So that was just kind of not only discouraging at the time to see so much unnatural debris in the river, but it just, we then, you know, followed that up with a really a dry summer and really lackluster runoff, and just kind of a lot of that really stinky mud and just kind of, you know, boards and just, you know, not necessarily the most terrible stuff, but just non-natural debris was in there. And I feel like, you know, this probably cleared a good portion of some of that stuff out. So that would be nice.
Well, I noticed a lot of big tree trunks and different things were moving along. I presume the bottom was kind of cleaning out. And really, what you want, I mean, spawning fish want gravel, clean gravel.
I mean, you want that perfect balance. You know, you want stuff to be falling into the river. You want it to be sticking for a while, and then you want it to be moving on. You know, you want the structure to be as fluid as the river, just at a slower rate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all this, the channels naturally should meander. We should never try to funnel them into, say, riprap walls. And for that matter, same goes with some of this woody debris. You know, it will slowly move along. It'll stay there for a number of years and maybe build up too much stuff and then get blown off again and repeat itself. And so that, you know, just kind of is a natural process.
Yeah,
it's always good to see.
The cycle's good. I mean, you got to have some of that muddy stuff for the insects.
Absolutely.
The bugs are what the fish eat.
Yeah.
You know, it just goes on and on. It's a bunch of interlocking circles. Mm-hmm. Anytime a lot of, you know, like you said, human-made junk gets in the river.
Yeah, that's just not what you want to
see. Well, that's not part of a normal cycle.
And it's not doing anything.
Yeah, it's not Mother Nature's.
Not only aesthetically not pleasing, but not adding any nutrients, like, say, with a microwave or a car tire or anything like that. No, no.
So you were saying that statewide, all rivers open Memorial Day weekend.
Right? Yeah, that was part of that streamlining process, two or three years ago now? Mm-hmm. But it's that same process that kind of... you know, as well-intended as it was, there were some unintended consequences, such as certain streams that some people are used to fishing, mainly smaller tributaries that just kind of went unnoticed in the editing process, are now closed. I mean, I can give you a couple examples in like 8 Mile Creek up the Chewook. Mm-hmm. At least last time I saw last year's regulations, it had closed, which it should very much be open to help us get the brook trout out of there.
Right.
Next to Boulder Creek, it's probably the next most holding the brook trout. And then over in the Okanagan Valley, another popular one that I still hadn't made it to, but a good friend of mine and a few others really like to go to in Totes Coulee. That one also got closed. And that one is that's a unique fishing opportunity, and that's one of those that has the pure red band, native red band trout endemic of that stream system. And, it's really neat that you get a chance to angle for them, or you did, mm-hmm. but now you don't. So just really pay attention. They should be releasing the new regs anytime, the paper regs, and just read them through before you ever go, if you're in doubt. But most, any of the main rivers, unless they're closed for some special reason, open on Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so that's definitely what we will be talking about.
Yeah, you betcha.
Did we finish with lakes? No.
Yeah. I was going to recommend, checking out Frost. Mm-hmm. It surprisingly, the water cleaned up a lot, but I always want to recommend that people just take it easy on that road, because it's a really, really dry area in the valley. One of those dirt roads that just kind of is always dusty. So please don't dust those people out when you go up there. Just kind of creep by you till you get past that last house.
Because we'll hear about it.
Yeah, we will hear about it. And I don't blame them. Everybody wants to have a quiet street, and you don't want to be choked out by dust. But the fishing sounds really good. It sounds like the water quality really cleaned up. We were talking about how crazy it was after that weird runoff and the road had washed out.
Yeah.
It sounds like the road is fixed, and the lake is one of the better ones at this point. I can't speak to Campbell yet. I know the water was high, very likely still in its turning over process, and I'm not sure about the road there right now. So until I get more reports on that one, I can't recommend it. But I'm going to be heading up to check out Buck Lake. I just love that beautiful little lake with now being changed to Cutthroat again. Much more prefer that over the rainbows that were in there. And they were just so pretty last year.
Cool.
Good catch rate and just, clear, beautiful water up there.
Yeah, I know. It's a great little lake.
So that'll probably be what I'm checking out for a while, and then just tying up some bugs and getting ready for that river season. It just looks like the water's going to come down just in time to at least make it fishable. It's still, don't joke, it's going to be high, probably 2,000 or 3,000 at that point. But
right, I wanted
it'll
to
still be fun.
I wanted to come back and ask you what you thought the level would be.
So yeah, probably right about that.
It'll be high-ish, but it might be coming down kind of rapidly.
Yeah, we have more snow than some years, but we have the stuff coming off at least at first there in such a way that it's going to be coming off kind of quick, almost too quick at first. I'm really liking how these last couple of weeks, this last week or two has been much more regular kind of temperature. And so if we keep that, we should be right around 2,000 to 3,000 CFS is fine for fishing on that Memorial Day weekend. I'll definitely be out there at that point.
Cool.
If you want to keep up with me on that, you can always check out the blog at Fly Fishers Pro Shop there, and we also have a podcast of this up there. And you can also just feel free to drop me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com or give me a call at 509-429-7298. I'd be happy to answer any questions you got about fishing and help you to book a trip so we can get out there and do some fishing. Hey, and don't you ever forget, you better get that fish on. That I'm about to relate with my pole, mama, and my line. I'm fishing, my mama's gonna fishing.